Greetings, everyone. A lot of interesting things happening. Again, check us out on our Telegram channel where we put out the latest news. Go to Rumble, which we're on right now. We might be posting things on YouTube pretty soon. They may have stopped censoring in Facebook as well, so we'll see what happens with that. But anyway, we are entering a triple portal on September 9th for 9 days. So you'll be in the middle of that. It's referred to as the 9-9 portal. September 17th, we have a lunar eclipse coming up. And I don't know about you, but I was feeling like I was in two bodies at once. Like my awareness was in a higher body, animating my avatar physical body. I felt like I was going in and out of body. It was probably not a good idea to operate a chainsaw on heavy equipment, but I've been on a tractor and cutting wood, keeping myself grounded. And we have to get in the firewood for winter. You can't ignore that. So life goes on. But anyway, California had a big quake. I believe it was Wednesday morning. Could have been this morning. I'm not sure. But it's funny that they had that quake, and a friend of mine called me up and said, "Yeah, we just had a big quake in California." And then right before that, Elon Musk said that the San Andreas is getting ready to bust loose. So there's lots of volcanoes erupting right now. Magma is building up under Yellowstone, Vesuvius area. The Schumann resonance is building since Thursday. So we'll see what happens with that. We are in a moderate geomagnetic storm and lots of hurricanes happening right now. One hit the Big Island just a little while back, and everybody keeps asking me about our ranch there, and it's fine. There's no damage whatsoever. Although many of our neighbors lost a lot of trees and other things, so it did hit the island pretty hard. But anyway, keep an eye on the sun. It is a driver. So if the sun starts throwing off, coronal mass ejections and solar flares, and if they're geocentric, like aiming towards Earth, they're you're going to have some big changes on every level. Not just affects the social and economic changes, societal changes. It affects the geo. I mean, not the geo, the electromagnetic fields around the body, and so people will do emotional outbursts. They'll get lethargic, get tired. It really affects the physical body as well. So, it also increases severe weather and increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. So we're in the middle of that and it's going on. But anyway, lots of news concerning Kamala. Hope I pronounced that wrong so I can be accused of hate speech. But it's funny, the lamestream press pronounces it several different ways, then accuses everyone pronouncing it wrong as hate speech. So I guess they hate themselves. I don't know. But I don't even know how to pronounce it anymore. I've heard it pronounced so many different ways by the lamestream media. So anyway, in an interview with CNN, Kamala pretty much blamed almost 4 years of devastating policies on Trump. Problem is, they're in the office the past 3.5 years. But anyway, the border crisis, runaway inflation, the escalation of crime, higher taxes, everything they touch, turn to shite, basically. And they've divided the country from race, culture, religion, even gender. And when asked, what is their new policies or platforms, flip-flop Kamala says she's never changed her position or values while at the same time plagiarizing Trump's policies. And the DNC pretty much has one platform: I hate Trump, and then they recite a plethora of false accusations and debunked rumors. And any Democrat with half a brain now is changing sides. They're distancing themselves from the Biden-Harris administration. All that's left now are the spin doctors, basically, and because they have nothing, no foundation. But anyway, she even denied anything to do with the failed withdrawal from Afghanistan when she was on the Security Council. She was the last one to leave the room, basically. And so from border czar to Security Council, there's absolutely no accountability for her disastrous policies or decisions. And if she still has the same positions and values as stated, I guess we can expect more inflation, more crime, more disastrous foreign policy, open borders, and gang takeovers of hotels and cities. So let's not forget the word salads and cackling, the fake laugh to cover up the missing intellect. So anyway, not going to be any changes there. So, and then there was the debate. And I almost couldn't get through it, to be honest with you. I turned it on and I just went, oh my God, this is three against one. It's an attack, you know. And I watched her lie over and over. You know, she made one false accusation after another. And to the point it was almost unbearable to listen. You know, the debunked Russia collusion bloodbath statement was concerning the auto industry, not the election, manipulated Charlottesville comments, omitting where he totally denounced racism and violence, and you know, a lot of other negative comments that never happened. So anyway, Trump allegedly made about the military, which never happened as well. So, you know, these were all fully debunked earlier, but you know, that doesn't stop the Dems. So it's really, they just bake up these stories, and everybody there says, I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened. But they keep pushing it over the mainstream news. So anyway, these lies were all perpetuated by ABC, CNN, MSNBC, and social media. So she even said everyone leaves Trump's rallies early. You know, I guess that happens when you get shot. You know, people did the rally kind of ends and people leave. Anyway, she can't even hold a rally without busing and paying people with promises of superstars performing at her events. And anyway, ABC lied about the Haitians, you know, eating pets, ducks, anything they can get their hands on, which is common knowledge of the people in Springfield, Ohio. So anyway, it's all courtesy of the Biden administration and their ignorance concerning clashing cultures. I mean, that's the way a lot of these people live that way. They just get whatever they can to eat, you know, and that's the way their lives have been that way, and they're not going to change when they come here. It's just common sense. Anyway, I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying it's a clash of cultures. So there's photos and videos, breaking news stories validating, you know, his statement. So anyway, she also said she would not ban fracking or guns, yet fracking and drilling was stopped, and she proposed a mandatory gun buyback program. And so again, that was a lie where she said both her and Tampon Tim there have guns and they would never ban guns. You know, she's gone on the record very clearly that she wants to ban guns and have a mandatory buyback program. So anyway, she had like 50 days to practice her lines with Trump stand-ins, and she did deliver them well, you know, in a 3-to-1 cage fight with biased fact-checking, but she still lost by any honest assessment. So her performance was like watching a fiction novel made into a really bad play. And after watching that play, you ask yourself, what the F was that? Like, I still don't know who she is or what she stands for. Yeah. So, and that's pretty much common. That's what everybody's saying right now. So it was painful to listen to her try so hard to fake sympathy and pander to the victims their policies victimize. So despite ABC, who colluded and pushed all the other hoaxes and stacked the questions against Trump, never fact-checking her lies, Trump obliterated Kamala with facts and past performance. So he does deserve the checkered shades and the opportunity to turn the Biden-Harris takedown America deep state debacle around. So anyway, I do have to give Kamala credit for not engaging in nonsensical word salads and that irritating cackle, but her stream of lies, deceptions, and false accusations did not cover up the complete almost 4-year Biden-Harris disaster. She never did answer, are you better off now than you were before? She just totally skipped that one and told some lame story about her childhood. So, you know, because she can't answer that one. But anyway, you know, I have to ask that say before, you know, why are we financing and engaging in so many wars on the brink of World War III? You know, it's another question that should have been asked, but I think it was addressed. But Trump ended the wars and aggression with a legacy of peace. The Abraham Accords, the Minsk agreements would have all brought peace to the Middle East and in the Ukraine-Russian war. It was all laid out. It was all set up to happen. And the Biden administration, Boris Johnson, killed the peace agreements and on the orders of their deep state handlers, mainly the war industry. So you have to be critically thinking, integrity, and morally impaired to believe Kamala won that debate. which leads us to the DNC, the corporate-sponsored lamestream and social media. So we have Karine Jean-Pierre stated the vice president has been a critical partner to this president. So I thought that's kind of interesting. So much for distancing, you know. But my questions are, was she in on the bribes, the corruption, or just helped him screw up everything? You know, I guess her distancing from Joe is failing. You know, the media forgot about Biden so fast, you'd think he was a Maui fire. You know, his Secret Service handlers won't let him talk to people, as stated in his own words, you know. In other words, he's beached right now. And he's beached and they don't want him in the public. And he is not very happy with Kamala, so as stated. But regarding censorship, MSNBC demands that you stop using X because it's a poison and it's weirdly extreme. Translation, we keep getting busted on X for lying to the people. Brazil banned X, you know, we've got a little tyranny going on there. And now the streets are filled with people demanding an end to the tyrannical suppression of speech. So maybe we should do the same thing with lamestream and social media, you know, at least join and support platforms that honor the First Amendment, like X, Rumble, and Telegram, you know. One of Kamala's last statements was, Trump wants to destroy the Constitution. And coming from an administration that censors lockstep with Facebook and Google, weaponizes agencies, practices lawfare against its opponents, and then boasts they are the defenders of democracy. I mean, how can they even make a statement considering their actions? So it's typical. They always blame the others of what they themselves have done or doing. That is the playbook. And it's the Marxist playbook, too. So, you know, read about Marxism. But anyway, speaking of banning free speech and open debate, in Australia and England, thousands of people are getting arrested and jailed for hate crimes just for having a different opinion than the draconian powers that be. So posting rap songs, speaking out against the neither safe or effective vax or failed immigration policies will bring a knock on your door and probably some jail time. So it's gone total draconian over there. And, you know, that's not going to last. It's so far outside of universal law, that whole thing is going to collapse anyway. So I guess that's what happens when you give up your guns and have no way of protecting yourself against tyranny. A historically reoccurring problem. So read your history. The first thing the tyrants do is, first thing they want to do is create a socialistic situation or a communist situation. Even Hitler was a socialist. So, and what they do is they consolidate all the wealth and into just a few people control everything. And then those people decide what you get or what you don't get. And when that money runs out, all the money they've taken from others in a free system, you know, pretty soon you become the enemy because you say, hey, where's my check? Where's my money? Where's my food? You know, where's my house? Where's my land? You know, and they're saying, oh, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You know, it's like, seriously. So, and it always goes back to, and then you go to civil war and then they're the ones with the guns. And then you have mass genocide. So, you know, anyway, that's basically where she's going. And in her own words, this is where Kamala wants to take America. So the same administration that brought us the lockdowns, mandatory vaccinations, unnecessary school closures, shut down churches, businesses, except big donors, you know, they want four more years. So Trump made it very clear it was personal choice, honoring the rights of people, and never, ever pushed any lockdowns or any mandatory events. So might want to remember that. Okay, open borders created the problem of illegal immigrants raping, taking the lives of women and children across Europe. The disrespect and brutality against women is epidemic there right now. And again, it's a total conflict of cultures. And anybody with half a brain knew the outcome, especially concerning the treatment of women. So many countries now, like Germany, Poland, Hungary, I think Turkey as well, they've realized that open borders is a failed experiment, and some never even got open. You know, they said no. And a lot of them had enough, and they've tossed them out in mass deportations right now. So anyway, towns and cities are turning towards the Hells Angels in Colorado for protection against illegal immigrant gang violence. And what does that say about the present administration? You know, actually, I love the idea. I bet a lot of cops are smiling, turning a blind eye and tossing out the welcome mat to the Hells Angels and other people that want to help out here. But the only reason, you know, they can boast a drop in crime is because the blue states and cities did not cooperate in the survey, the FBI survey. So they're quoting that one, and they didn't even cooperate in it, and because they knew, you know, they knew what would happen. And they also stopped prosecuting people. So yeah, there's a drop in crime. We don't prosecute people anymore. Of course, you know, don't look at all the stores being looted and all the violence on the streets and the drugs and the fentanyl and all the other stuff, you know, because we aren't going to prosecute that. And if we don't prosecute it, there is no crime. Anyway, have fun with that one. And anyway, I'm pretty sure Trump said that there'd be a mass deportation of gangs and violent illegal aliens if he was elected. And I think they twisted that around too. But and we all know where the Biden administration stands on that. They just resumed secret flights of illegal immigrants with 347,959, might as well say 348,000. They flew them into Texas and Florida on taxpayers' money, where they would get driver's licenses, cash, housing, medical, and vote, illegal or legal. You know, it doesn't matter. They're going to try to vote because they're doing all they can to get them legal. But and my question is, why are foreigners determining the future of America, and who's paying for all this? And is this increasing taxes? You know, is inflation going up because of this? And what about them taking all the medical assistance away from veterans and Americans in need? Our infrastructure can't handle this. And it does seem like that is the goal, to actually destroy the infrastructure and destroy America. But, you know, people are waking up. Anyway, JFK Jr. is urging everyone to vote for Trump. A vote for Trump is a vote for JFK. So he also said the Democratic Party is run by oligarchs and there's nothing democratic about it. And I admire JFK for vowing to take the poisons out of food. That's one of the biggest problems right now, and ending Big Pharma's stranglehold on the healthcare system. So we need to get back to, you know, really natural food, get close to the earth, get away from all the additives and preservatives and everything else. And food should be your medicine. And also to, you know, there's a lot of natural remedies that are much, much more efficient than what Big Pharma has given you. Here's another one. There's a mass exodus of senators, congressmen, many coming over to the Republican Party. Go figure. Tulsi Gabbard feels Tampon Tim is a threat to national security with his strong ties to China, including the CCP. So we're trading China Joe for China Tim, you know, so I think one meme said it all when it read, you know, the Democratic Party crapped its pants and has changed its shirt to solve the problem. And, you know, that's pretty much what's going on. Einstein said doing the same thing over and over again to solve a problem is the height of ignorance. I say electing the same people that created the problem, expecting them to solve the problem, is mental illness. And that's what I'm seeing right now. I've seen people that are so socially engineered, they're at the level of mental illness. They have cognitive dissonance. No matter how much evidence, no matter how much you prove to them what's going on, they just can't see it or refuse to see it. All right. Trump also said if he was president, he would release the names on the infamous Epstein Black Book. So there are copies out there surfacing now and then. The FBI did a sting. Epstein's, they have Epstein's Black Book, hundreds of DVDs, and knew about him since the 1996. So anyway, they have all those very famous and wealthy people there that we all know, and they have videos of them. So lots of powerful people on that list. So if you're looking for the list, go look under the Hunter laptop. 51 agency heads said was Russian disinformation. You know, look next to Hillary's bleach bit computer and deleted emails, and right near the piece of fictitious glass, they said hit Trump's ear, you know, and bullet might be there too. So if you want to find the black book, that's probably where it's sitting. There's probably a whole wing designed to cover up material there, you know. So anyway, the Biden men's total failure, some say, was deliberate to protect Trump, is also disgraceful. You know, why not take the millions spent on weaponizing government agencies and lawfare against Trump and provide real security? You know, the truth is all there, locked away from the American people. Enough said on that one. Listen to Melania on that one. She says, hey, there's a lot more of the story. It's, you know, so we need to keep digging on that one. You know, basically just follow the money. Why was $575 million given to Butler County? Who got it? Where did it go? Who were the two? You know, listen to the audios of the bullets. You know, the first three shots were coming from somewhere else, from a different gun. The next five were coming from the roof. And you'll have all your answers. That's all you need to know. But anyway, enough on that one. One question that was not addressed in the debate is, why is the government sponsoring child and drug trafficking? And how many pedophiles are holding the highest positions in the Biden administration? And is Hollywood and the music industry a good source of character when it comes to their rants and rages against Trump and their support for Kamala? I guess, what's that woman's name? I don't even follow this stuff. What's her name? Tyler or something? Famous singer. I can't. Oh, well. Another famous singer jumped over. You know, he showed her holding up a thing saying, you know, Trump won, you know, the election fraud. And then now she's going over and supporting Kamala. So Kamala's got to pull out all the stops. She's pulling out all the deep state actors in support of her and say we support her, and the warmongers and everything. They're all coming out of the woodwork. Why can't I remember her name? I don't even listen to her music because I know what's behind it, but enough on that. But anyway, you'll watch. She's going to pull out all the stops on this one. You know, all these people say they're going to leave if Trump wins. And so after the elections, it's important not to schedule, you know, any plane trips or anything anywhere or vacations, because we need to keep those seats open for all the people there that say they're going to leave if Trump won, and knock on their door and say, you gone yet? Did you leave yet? You know, that America would be better for it. So I'm trying to think of what else she said. I mean, this is just crazy. Basically, you know, the question we have now, is it just votes the Democrats are after with their open borders, or is it something else? Look at the child trafficking, the fentanyl, the pure insanity happening there, and a lot of cartel money going into different pockets here and there. So we need to take a good look at that. I like this inner promise to make the military the most lethal. She sure made a living on in America, you know, making America more lethal because it's more expensive, less safe. And she's trying to track us into World War III. So, okay, end of that rant. I'm going to go back to the 99 portal and what is happening. And I was contacted by the Orion Council of Light, and they made it very clear the ungodly will be removed. And so everything will be revealed. They said there's timelines collapsing, time's being folded to get us through the chaos faster and prevent World War III, which is most likely will be divinely intervened upon. And it's going to be rough on a lot of people. There's been some massive ships sighted, and they're light ships. They're not totally physical. And the same ship was over the Pentagon and was over the Kremlin there, you know, in Russia. So the ETs, and even Putin said, you know, that, well, they're talking about, you know, we should launch a nuclear war. Lindsey Graham and all these people want to start a nuclear war with Russia. And Putin said, well, I think the ETs will have something to say about that. So I really do believe that they're watching this and they're letting us work our stuff out. But if it gets too out of hand, they're going to intervene. So I really don't see anything being any kind of nuclear war happening on that one. Anyway, those who refused to abide by universal law, those who continue to see profit at the expense of humanity and the earth, those who are self-serving are going to be revealed. We're in that right now, the great reveal. You see, everybody's going down, everybody's being exposed. So, and also too, their karma is going to be accelerated and their kingdoms are going to fall. Basically, that's what's happening. There are higher orders, higher councils governing the earth, and they have decided to intervene right now. So, and there has been so much negative intervention, seen and unseen, on the earth. They have to act to reset earth back to its original intent. So, you know, the earth was terraformed to allow all life to evolve to its highest potential, and this was hijacked. And it's not important who hijacked earth. It was a series of hijacking. It's a long list. But everything from demonic entities to fallen Anunnaki to royal reptilians to, you know, standard reptilians, native grays, and a host of others have all been involved in this. And it's been going on for at least 450,000 years with the fallen Anunnaki. So we've been under draconian law ever since Marduk made a pact with the reptilians and warred on his own people for total supremacy of the earth. And there was nuclear war then. I mean, they had some pretty powerful weapons, but the problem is that they didn't count on the winds and how everything's connected when they got into their war and pretty much wiped out everything. So anyway, the fall of Atlantis was another failed attempt to create a peaceful colony on Earth. And we're acting out the same scenario now, only this time it'll have a different outcome. So you're seeing those who love America and its people and those who hate and want to take down America. The takedown is being done by the same influences, seen and unseen, as in the past. They're ungodly and work in ungodly ways. And so I believe this is what they mean when they say the ungodly will be removed, and most likely by their own hand, the reactions to their actions, you know, what some call karma, and that's all going to be accelerated. So we're going through the big reveal. Everything's being revealed. Nothing's hidden. I think Jesus said no rock should be left unturned, you know, and all the iniquities would be shouted from the rooftops. You know, that's all happening right now. And I believe it's, I think the word apocalypse means the great uncovering. I'm pretty sure. Look, it's either Armageddon. I get them confused. Anyway, the incoming energies are going to exponentially accelerate this. So we're on a crash course in ascension along with the entire universe. So the center of our galaxy is exploded with these huge waves of energy coming out, and that's what's triggering these changes, and it's affecting the central sun and all the other suns which are connected, and they're all reacting to this. And this is recorded by NASA, yet don't expect them to tell anybody about it. You know, my suggestion during these times is don't hurt yourself, make wise decisions aligned with universal law. And people ask, what is universal law? It is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. It's basically be kind to each other and the planet. You know, the war and disease profiteers will be held accountable despite all their money and protection. They cannot escape their karma. And they also cannot stop what is coming. So some will never see it coming. But so hang on, it's going to be a wild ride. What they didn't count on is the soul being activated. There's a fail-safe system in the soul. And God, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to get it, is pressing in and activating that. So people are becoming more sensitive. They're becoming more telepathic. You know, they feel a person's energy. They'll feel when you're lying and trying to deceive them. And so that whole program is crashing. And in advanced civilizations, everybody's telepathic. There is no deception, no lying. And they don't do any harm to others or you know, they just, it's not part of the reality. And that was the original plan for Earth, but it got hijacked. So I think on that note, we're going to go back to, I said we do Q&As, some question and answers. And Kathy's here, my lovely assistant, to help with the questions. And just a little heads up, I haven't seen any of these questions yet. I mean, she just came down with all the questions. So when I answer these questions, it's like, this isn't.
We never talk about it beforehand.
No, we never talk about it beforehand or anything. So go ahead.
What is the best technique to bring the benevolent groups, ships, and UFOs, etc., to our location? We always hear they're ready to come and meet, greet those who rise to the occasion, and have those with good intentions. Do we have to project our consciousness to 5D form and invite them that way?
I'll tell you what happens is there are some people that incarnated to do this, and they're being tracked. They're being tracked by these benevolent ETs and protect in a lot of ways too. I know I've had a lot of protection. I shouldn't be here right now, but if it weren't for that protection. But and then also too, we can initiate that, and they have to honor kind of universal law. There's other things involved in universal law, and they can't trespass. Now, if other beings are trespassing on you, they can come in and remove those and clear those out because they're already trespassing. But we have to initiate it. We have to ask for it. And so I think the most important thing, the first and foremost, create sacred space. Like, do clarions. It's on the website, it's on the back of my cards, it's in all my books. It's everywhere. It's free. And it teaches you how to heal and see negative influences. So before you gather, clear your space, create sacred space, and it's really important to do that. And then what's next is that you have to I would sit down. Some people have a hard time with this, but just think of a time when you're really happy. You know, you're like a little kid playing in the forest or by a creek or whatever. Try to go back to a time when you're just childlike or really happy. And if you had a really bad childhood, you know, just focus on love and joy and bliss. And, you know, a lot of the lamas say the reason there's so few enlightened people is because it's so simple, and we can't get back to the simplicity. So at the core of everybody's being is this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess. That's what we're, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness is within everyone. It's that spark waiting to be ignited into the full flame. So a lot of people say that's blasphemy. Well, Jesus said his prayer was, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one." And he became one with the one conscious, and he said, "I do nothing, the Father doeth the works through me." So they don't want to tell you that part of it. But anyway, again, it's focused on love and joy and bliss. First, do clearings, create sacred space, focus on love and joy and bliss, and send it out to them with the intention of having contact and qualified. I want to be contacted by the spiritually and technologically advanced, the benevolent ETs or the ascended masters or whoever you want to work with. Really qualify that connection when you put it out. And healing the unseen negative influence in the beginning and creating sacred space will stop the other stuff, anything else from messing with you. Because we also have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So in self-mastery, we have to learn how to keep our sacred space clear, you know, and clear the energies around us. So basically, that's the way to do it, is if you meditate. Also, too, if you do shadow work, get rid of your shadow side, all the wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience. You know, do process-oriented therapy that deals with that and clears that. When you do that, your frequency is going to rise. And when your frequency rises to a certain level, you're going to be like a beacon. They're going to come to you and they'll find you. So it comes with enlightenment, the higher dimensions and all the beings on them. As you expand in consciousness, you're going, and they're in the unified field just like you. They're just using more of it. They've expanded into more of that unified field. So, you know, we just need to do the same thing.
Do you know anything about meta terrestrials?
No, I don't know. There's multidimensionals, there's ultra dimensionals, there's meta terrestrials, there's everybody's got a word for it, you know. So I'm under the, what I do is I keep it simple. I do the KISS principle, you know. There's spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, and they're multidimensional. Some are in the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. They go up to the 13th dimension that I've experienced. I just talk about what I've experienced. And so I don't know. Meta, you know, I think Facebook's probably trying to hijack the spiritual realms.
Do you think there are any Anunnaki living on Earth today?
Should I say it? No. I know some. Let's put it that way. I know some that are very benevolent, and they're on with the Anunnaki. I have to clear this up. Okay, Anunnaki just means those who came from heaven to earth. That's all it means. But they were ancient Lyrians that came here, and they were the bearded gods, and they're very tall. And a lot of us have been them, and not all of them fell. A lot of them ascended. They continued to move through the fifth and sixth. There's a lot of them on the sixth dimension right now. And there's some that reincarnated to help out, to anchor in that consciousness and energy and help the earth out by, you know, they live by example and frequency. They affect people through frequency. So, you know, there is a lot of benevolent Anunnaki here on Earth, and the fallen Anunnaki are being rounded up right now. So whatever's the royal reptilians, the negative grays, all that stuff's being cleared out right now.
Is it true this Earth has 12 stargates that are being fought over? Also, where are they located?
Okay, so I don't know how many stargates there are. I wouldn't say there might be more than 12, but a lot of these stargates have been taken over by the military, and they're working on reactivating them. And so the white hats are working with the higher dimensional beings and the off-worlders to reactivate these. And when they do reactivate, then the whole frequency of Earth is going to change. And it's going to change anyway, because all the higher dimensions are pressing in on the Earth. But there has been fighting over who controls them. I mean, they've tried to cope. You know, we have a Stargate here, and they've been trying to control it, you know. So, yeah, I had a psychic come here, and I was talking about a lot of the problems we were having. He goes, you know, everybody wants, he said, they said, you know, the negative ETs want it, the reptilians want it, even the bugs want it, you know, and they said the Pleiadians are working with it, the higher dimensional beings are all working with it, and so you have to keep the other ones out, and, you know, you know, there's aspects of the military, too, that would like to take it over, but some very powerful billionaires have tried to take it over, didn't work out too good for them, but anyway, you know, I'm not trying to brag about this, but there's some big beings behind this, and all the way up to the 13th dimension. So there's all these little other people trying to shut it down and create problems, but they have no idea what they're dealing with, and they seem to go away. Their world just goes to hell, and it's because of what they're doing.
How do the non-Terrans educate their children? Is spirituality part of the curriculum?
Well, again, non-Terrans is a huge, the spiritually and technologically advanced beings. I'll tell you what they do. They're counselors. They're very spiritual, and they realize what a kid's unique soul purpose is, and they give him everything they need, or her, everything they need. I'm not going to do the pronoun thing. Everything they need to evolve to their highest potential. And when at a certain age, they take them up in the light ships and they power it up and they become a light being. They have a near-death experience and they're one with everything. And so they know everything is connected and they're in service mode to the whole because they know the creator is omnipresent within all creation. And so they have that foundation and they give them all they need to excel to their highest potential. And we should be doing something like that on Earth. I would like to do that. I have some land that I would like to do that on, but funding isn't there right now. But and it's probably timing, too, because the old world has to fall before the new world can come in. And it's in free fall right now.
Have you seen videos of the rotating pyramid crafts? One was seen over the Pentagon. What race is that from?
Yeah, I have to look into that. I just talked about that in the show. There's one over the Pentagon, and there's one over the Kremlin over there in Russia. So they're showing up around here, and I think they're very, very advanced beings. My first hit is probably Andromedan.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, because you can kind of see through them. They're not totally physical. And they're magnetized light beings, and they have light ships, and they live in a holographic universe, And that's what I'm saying when Putin said, you know, we'll see what the ETs have to say about that when they're threatening nuclear war. That's what he's referring to, because they're watching all of this. And actually, the Palladians are in control because they have more genetic stock in the Earth than any other race. And so because of that, they're the main ones in control. And all the higher beings are assisting. So it's kind of like they have the scepter right now. And they're resetting the Earth. They're putting it back to its original intent.
Another question was, what is Putin up to?
They really want to get me in trouble here. I think I just told you. You know, this is going to be very... there should come a time when you'll find out that it's not un-American to like Putin.
I know.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
But you don't know that yet, but you'll find out what really happened and what is happening. And, you know, he said that I'm not at war with America. I'm at war with the deep state in America and all the other countries. And people need to realize that, you know, it's like, you know, you get along fine with other countries, but it's the leadership, and the leadership gets usurped by entities, negative entities, seen and unseen, you know, in this deep state, then you have all the wars. And if you want to know who they are, just look at the war and disease profiteers. That's one of the physical examples. That's who they are.
People are talking about time slips, time variations, the moon now being full for 3 days, the sun moving, the moon matrix frequency being modulated. What's going on?
Well, the moon isn't what you think it is. It's actually a terraforming planet. It's hollow, and it's, you know, there's bases in there. I have video of ships going into the moon, craters opening and ships just going in and out. So it is not, yeah, and there's some really high tech there at the moon. And my understanding, the good guys have it now. I think they took it back. So it's gone back and forth between the negatives and the benevolence. But the what was the other one?
Time slips.
Oh, time slips. Yeah. I mean, I talked about that already in the show. There's actually timelines are collapsing. We're going back to one, and the one is positive, and all these other timelines and a lot of fake timelines have been just falling apart. So we're getting back on track. And there's time jumps where we're jumping from one space to another, like they're folding time, because we're in the middle of this would be some really negative stuff, and they're folding time. We're kind of like bypassing. So there's a lot of that going on.
Okay, this is one. Is the Earth flat? I know you have been asked this many times, but I'm stuck on the fence. You always give a perfect answer to this.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if you're in 2D, the Earth's flat, you know. But 3D, it's not. And it's not actually round either. It's like a pear. It's kind of like a little bit of a squashed. You know, and there's a hollow earth that is hollow. There are all civilizations living within the interior. I can go on and on, but nothing is as we've been told.
I wonder if it's just flat for some people.
Yeah, I was going to say something, but I won't. You know... Okay, so people are going to get really mad about this, but it's a psyop. The flat earth thing is a psyop, and it's created to divide the community, the UFO community and the spiritual community, and to get us fighting against each other. So, and it's working, you know, it's really working, you know, but, you know, eclipses around, all the other planets around. I don't see any square or flat eclipses going on out there. You know, there's so many things out there, and a lot of people just make up wild stories too to get attention. You know, because you have the new latest shiny object, everybody runs over to your camp. You know, so a lot of people really need acceptance and approval outside of themselves, and they're doing this for that, or they're doing it for money, or they're part of the shills. You know, the
something to argue about,
the control narrative.
Do you believe there will be an election?
You know, I'm really hoping there isn't. I'm really hoping that the emergency broadcast goes off and that the White Hats and the military take over and just say enough of this crap and then install Jassara and then, let a bunch of my friends out of jail that were just nothing more than patriots. But yeah, I'm feeling it's close. That's really close to happening. And I know if they try to steal this election, that it's not going to work. They are in charge. The white hats are in charge. The higher dimensional beings are in charge. And these other guys have no idea what they're up against. And so they won't be able to pull it off. They won't be able to steal the election again. And they're trying to take us into that program where we're all just basically slaves to a system. And they want 90% of us gone. And the rest will be good little robot slaves. You know, that's their program. And the people saying, I'm here for the people. I'm here to take care of the people. And doing all this empathy stuff, and you look at what their plans are, and their plans fit lockstep with the New World Order boys and their depopulation programs, and also, you know, keep everybody, you know, when they have a saying, keep them, what was it, stupid, sick, and poor, and then you can control them. That's their game, but that game's ending.
Can we truly heal any disease, mm-hmm. disorder in the human body?
You know, I think we can. The problem is we're being assaulted, like through the food, through the toxins in the food, the toxins in the water and the air, the chemtrails, the electromagnetic stuff around us. We're just getting bombarded. And the more you get out in nature, take your shoes off, recalibrate with the earth, pick up that earth energy. You can, if you take a voltmeter and test yourself with shoes on, you'll see that there's no voltage. And since you stand on the earth and test yourself again, you know, put the negative in the ground and the positive on your foot, all of a sudden you'll see it go boing and it bounces up again. So you're being charged by the earth. And that charge is electrifying, you know, all your cells and everything. So it's important to realize that there's so much against us right now that we have to really clean up our act, you know, and get out in nature as much as possible and you know, get on your hands and knees and on the ground and start pulling weeds. You know, that'll bring some energy in.
You've mentioned speaking with a Pleiadian commander. How often do you connect with them, and do you need permission to put their names in the public domain?
Before, no, but yes, now. Now it's okay to talk about them. I didn't talk about them because there's so many other people that started out good and then they went off course, you know, and they got usurped by other beings. A lot of posers out there and faker spirits and things like that. But now, because it's like Siavon, they're playing warriors, you know.
He's like Superman.
Nobody's going to mess with him. You know, I'm not going to tell you what they're doing or where they're doing it or anything. I'm not going to say anything about that. I don't want to interfere in something. But yeah, they're here. You know, Vera has a beautiful ship from the Orion Council of Light and the Pleiadians and all of them. You know, before it was really good not to talk about them, especially not to talk about who I've been and my connection with them and everything. I've always kept that kind of close to home. And because I've kind of pissed off a lot of reptilians out there in other lifetimes. So it's better to kind of keep that a little closer to home.
Is there anything major expected to occur during the upcoming autumnal equinox in Northern Hemisphere?
Are they talking about the winter?
The autumnal equinox. So that would be, when is
December
that?
20th?
Yeah, that's
1st,
yeah.
Or something.
20th. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. It's not just one thing. It's a series. Wow. It's just everything is increasing exponentially, and all these events are going to happen. And they're going to happen really fast. And the earth is really changing big time. And people ask me, do I believe in climate change? And I go, yeah, the sun's doing it. You know, we're moving into a highly energized place in space. One volcano puts out more than all the humans on the planet. And we're just minuscule. What we do is not even, you know, our carbon footprint of humanity is I think it's like nine, it's there 97% of the CO2 is natural on the earth, and then 3% of that is, wait, and 97%, so you've got 3%, and then we produce one third or something like 3% of that, so it's just not even negligible. So all the stuff they're teaching in school, we're actually in going into a mini ice age. The climate is going down, and they have the raw data and they have the adjusted data. If you go by the raw data, temperatures are actually, we're in a cooling phase right now, and this wintertime, just look out your window, and when you've got that 10 feet of snow out there, you're gonna go. But anyway, the climate is always changing. Basically, they had to go away from global warming and shifted to climate change because they got busted on that. But the severe weather, everything we're going through is not man-made. It's a much bigger cycle that's happening. And they're not talking about that. And it has a lot to do with it's even beyond our sun. Our sun really is the driver for the weather on the earth. And solar flare and you get. And also, too, when you have a lot of wars going on, you have really severe weather. So nature reacts to the energy too. So nature's always trying to clean up the mess. But it's all tied in together. It's a whole show in itself, basically.
Do you think the sun is male or female?
Some of the Native Americans think it's female, and it feels male to
It
me.
feels male to
It
me
does feel
too.
male because it's objective. It's always coming out,
Right.
and we're receiving, the
Yeah.
earth's receiving the sun and creating all this wonderful life here, so I really feel that. I
That's what
feel
I feel too.
the moon feels feminine too,
The
but it's probably because Pleiades took it over. I don't
moon.
know. We got time for probably maybe one more question.
Can the white hats stop the dews? We
Yeah,
have
the dews.
too many unexplained fires.
I think they've stopped a lot of the dews, but I think there's still some out there. And we just had a massive chemtrail attack on us last week, and just 2 or 3 days ago, actually. And I couldn't believe how thick they were. I mean, they were hammering us hard. So obviously they haven't. I heard they've got a lot of the weather warfare and the earthquake stuff under control, but they gotta put an end to these chemtrails, and they are benevolent. I don't care what people say. Whenever they spray them, I start getting all wheezy and I start getting headaches and my eyes start burning, and it's not good stuff. So don't fall for that one. There's so many opium stories out there, and the love and lighters don't are imbalanced. They're not seeing both sides. So both sides are going on. But anyway, on that note, we got to end. So all I'm saying is keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. And pay attention to your dreams, and your feelings, your gut feeling. So the bottom line is God is a feeling, and your soul sits next to the heart, and through the heart is how you connect to Creator, and that is what should be making your decisions. The mind, the intellect is a drop in the sea of consciousness, and it's not going to get you there. I know people that can recite every master name level in all traditions and everything, and they're not happy because they haven't gone to the heart and they don't have access to the big picture. So you don't have to be a rocket scientist to ascend. Just drop in the heart and be kind and loving. So on that note, have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday. We have a saying at Eseti, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. It's very important right now to clear any unseen negative influences because they affect us. There can be a lot of sickness, a lot of accidents, a lot of sadness, emotional outbursts. You have bad thoughts going into your head and things like that. Well, these unseen negative influences can affect your mental and emotional bodies, and a lot of people don't even know why they are upset.
and what's going on. So it's kind of like epidemic right now through this process, this awakening healing process we're going through. And so we have a little prayer we use to remove all unseen negative influences. And it's important to do, you know, do it with your children, do it with your home, your family, your business. It doesn't manipulate anything. All it does is clear out any unseen negative influences. And so, and you just pray that everything works out in the highest and best good. And here's the prayer. We welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our being, telling you all you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. And we ask the beautiful many to take you to your perfect place. Go in peace.